Okay, welcome to 5 Minute Philosophy with me, Stanley Harris.
And me, Dan Harris.
And as it is a special today, we also have my friend Yoshi.
Yes.
Hello.
Hello, Yoshi.
But before we begin, we need to set the timer.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Okay, right. Here we go. And 5 minutes starts now.
Okay, so you're asking the questions
I'm asking
today?
Questions. We're talking about reality today.
Okay.
So, first question, what is reality?
So, there's a few different ideas over what reality is, but most of them are based around the idea that reality is some sort of it's sort of what you think is. It's kind of hard to explain what you think is real and what you think you're living in and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's to do with truth and lies as well, and about how people might be lying and what is the truth about where you're living or and what you're living in.
Yeah.
Or it could be like what you see in what I'm looking at right now, is that might be what you think is reality, or what I'm hearing your voice is, that might be reality. How I feel it can really depend on stuff.
But what you're seeing and hearing, Yoshi, because we've got Yoshi, by the way, everyone, on the end of FaceTime on an iPad. And so Yoshi's in his house, just five minutes away. But how do you know, Yoshi, that this is just isn't a recorded video?
Oh, yeah. Anyway. Oh, because, maybe because you can, if I say hi to you, then you reply immediately. And there's somehow some kind of robot went into the future to see the conversation, so they knew what I'd say, so you can...
Exactly. Oh my goodness, we're going to get into this. Because, okay, so the second question is, what are some of the examples of reality being different to what we actually think reality is?
Well, you could think of VR, virtual reality, of like you can go onto YouTube, type in virtual reality roller coaster or something, and then it will come up with some kind of, and then they'll come up with lots of roller coasters, and I've done it before, and it's sort of like you really think it's real, so I actually felt quite sick.
Oh, no way.
From it.
So that in that moment it felt that was reality for you, was on a roller coaster, but
it wasn't virtual reality.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about you, Stanley?
So, it's also VR brings us quite nicely onto the next idea that we've put down.
Yeah.
Books. Oh. It's books.
Yeah.
How they can take you into a different world. They quite often say that in books where the character likes reading books and they get taken into a different world.
Mm.
Or authors say, oh, I love going reading books because it takes me into a different world where I can get away from real life. It's actually quite often really like that.
Yeah.
And how you can... It literally takes you into a place where it's complete... It can sometimes be the absolute opposite of your world, but you still believe you're there until you stop reading.
Mm. Again, it takes you somewhere else. Yoshi, you had something about, about that and about films and emotion.
So if you think about, if you're watching a movie and one of the main characters dies and it happens to always be that it's always raining and the weather can really change your emotions of the reality that's happening, because if you probably feel less upset if someone dies and it was a really nice sunny day, which probably would happen as much as it's rainy, but it's really the weather can change the reality and the emotion of the thing that's happening.
Yeah. Wow. It really sounds like we've got a couple of ideas here. There's the idea that reality can be manipulated by other things that happen around you, or stories, or things that you're watching or listening or... And then there's another idea you're talking about, which is, for you, Yoshi, it's the robots. And Stanley, you talked about us being in a simulation.
Yeah.
Do you want to quickly say about that?
Well, so that idea is that we are, that you or me or Yoshi or Daddy, any of them could... you could be just a simulation. This could not, you could just be a brain plugged into a computer somehow. Wow. And it could just be, you, it could just be a very realistic simulation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about you, Yoshi?
If you think about a robot, they're like, they are, well, they're not really alive, but if you look at, if you have like a screen on the robot and their facial expressions and how they can really make you upset or make you feel like unhappy just from a robot, which is just like a simulation of reality.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
We're almost at 5 minutes, but there's one last thing that we wanted to quickly talk about. It's something that maybe you could do at home, listeners, and it was about the mirrors thing.
Yeah, so the mirrors thing is like where you put a mirror in front of another one, and then it like creates a mirror image of you.
Yeah, a mirror image of a mirror image.
The reality of you, if you want to say it like that.
Yeah, nice. Brilliant. We're out of time. That was fascinating.
Great.
Thank you, Yoshi, for joining us.
Bye.
Thank you for having me. Bye.
Bye.
See you later. Thanks, everyone.